And do you know any names for dried pieces of apple? A name for those?
Just dried apples.
Okay, when apples or in fruit or anything like that get all dried up, you say they're all
shriveled.
The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Peanuts.
Do you know any other names for them?
Goobers.
Right. Now the kind, there's a type of nut that they make ice cream. They have a type of ice cream. It's called black
walnut.
Mm-hmm. And on a walnut, do you know what you call a hard inner cover of the walnut?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Shell? Wouldn't be
shell. Okay. Shell, right. And then do you know of that green soft outer covering? Do you know what it's called?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now this is another type of nut. I'm just going to say it and see how you would say it. I say almond.
Almond.
Oh, well, you said it better. East Arkansas, they say almond. Okay, the type of nut that Cairo nut pie is.
Pecans.
Mm-hmm. Now, the type of fruit that they grow so much of in Florida.
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have any more oranges left, you'd say your oranges are
gone.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of vegetables would you probably put into a vegetable soup?
Oh, everything. Potatoes, carrots, peas, okra, onions.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes? Yeah, tomatoes are I guess vegetables. Celery, celery.
Mm-hmm.
Just all kinds.
You know what you call those little tiny tomatoes? That,
salad tomatoes.
And a little red root vegetable that's red on the outside.
Radishes.
Okay. A kind of potato that's got orangey, but it's orangey looking on the inside.
Sweet potatoes.
The kind of onion that you, you use the green part of it to.
I just call them green onions.
What kind of vegetable that comes in a large leafy head?
Lettuce.
Okay, and anything, another?
Cabbage.
Okay. And if you were looking at cabbage, there were several cabbages in the supermarket, and you thought they were, you liked the looks of them, you'd say, I really like these
heads of cabbage.
Okay, is that what you'd say? You wouldn't say, I like these cabbages, or I like these, how would you, if you were not using heads, you'd say, I like
well,
these
cabbages. If I weren't using heads, I'd probably say, I okay. like these cabbages.
If you had some peas, and you had to get them out of the pod, you'd say you had to
shell them.
There's a kind of bean that's got a large yellow flat looking bean.
It's a wax bean.
Okay. And there's a kind of bean that you eat the pod and all, you call that
string bean.
Okay. Would lima beans and butter beans be the same to you?
Mm-hmm.
You use those the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the top part of the turnip that you cook and eat would be the
greens.
Mm-hmm. The outside of an ear of corn would be
shuck.
Mm-hmm. The kind of corn that you eat on the cob would be
corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. What would you call what grows out the top of a corn stalk?
Silks.
Okay, the silk would be on the ear. This is something else.
Oh, that's something else. Well, I don't know.
It's the same name as those things that hang down from a graduation cap.
Tassels?
Mm-hmm. That's what grows out the top.
Okay.